Coming in early.
Oh.
That's how you know I'm ready to say something.
Yep.
I'm not dragging my feet on this episode. Or it's a double dog, princess bride, trying to trick you, trick me scenario. Maybe I got nothing.
You never trick a Sicilian? What does he say?
I saw something. That's one of those movies that, like, the white kids saw a bunch of times growing up. And they, you know, like, I want to say when a sub was in one day in fourth grade, they're like, all right, everyone, Princess Bride. And I mean, it's pandemonium. Yeah, like the Beatles at Shea. Everyone is losing their mind. And I'm like, what the hell is this? I've never heard of this crap. And then it's the kid from Wonder Years and Mandy Patinkin.
Mm-hmm.
Patinkin. And Carrie Ewes.
Elways.
Elways, is that
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and Robin Wright.
Oh my God, she was the...
She was Princess Buttercup.
Princess, that's her real name?
Mm-hmm.
Princess Buttercup.
I think the grandpa was Peter Falk.
I don't even know who that is.
Columbo.
Oh.
Hey, how are you?
Old Deadeye.
Yeah.
Old White Stewart Scott.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, Stewie.
Poor Stewie Stew.
The cool side of the pillow.
Oh God. Poor Stewart. his gut cancer.
Stop.
Now that we've set a happy table
yes.
for us to dine from for the rest of the episode, mm-hmm. it's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. She's Eva Crichton.
Hello.
Speaking of the Crichtons, I want to thank Tom Crichton for giving me some coffee this morning that I think he made out of cocaine, beef bouillon, and animal laxatives. Because, oh man, I had a cup of that and it was a sprint to the station. See if old John could hold it in. I won.
I'm glad you could, because you were giving me a ride here.
I won and the toilet lost.
Yes, you did. And I felt bad for the poor cleaning lady.
Yeah, I got into the bathroom and I saw paper towels all over the floor. And I saw the cleaning bucket outside before I got in. I was like, uh-oh, she hasn't cleaned this yet? God damn it. And oh, did I ninja'd that. I was like, that was like the SEAL Team 6 of dumps. That was like set your watch 90 seconds in and out with the head of Bin Laden.
Did you just spread them and just go?
Yeah, exactly. I fanned them. I fanned my bum cheeks like Moses, the same motion he parted the Red Sea with. Yeah, I put my fingertips into my big flabby Rush Limbaugh cheeks and pulled them apart and I let fly.
Yeah, my parents drink just sludge.
That was potent.
Yeah, yeah. It's like chicory coffee from New Orleans.
I felt like a kid with his first beer.
Yeah.
Like, I took one sip and went, this is so good.
You could have pooped at my house.
God, it takes more than 30 seconds. It wasn't a line of cocaine off of a Zippo. Need to digest a touch.
Yeah, just a little bit.
It took until I got to my car that I had to crap my pants. You were aware. Oh, by the way, inpapasbasement.com,
mm-hmm.
show site. Find all the episodes there, all of our contact info, and subscribe using the Apple podcast app
mm-hmm.
on any of your iDevices. God forbid that allow you to leave a review. You can't do that.
Can't do that.
Have to do that via a desktop computer, I think. So get back to 2004 and leave us a review.
Yeah.
You are wise. You know what your father's coffee does to the human digestive tract.
I don't drink it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You waited to go to our local Starbucks. You insisted on a stop there.
I did.
I love that Starbucks. Our area is very, very multicultural.
Mm-hmm.
There's always at least one group playing backgammon and looking like they're planning the next September 11th at our Starbucks. Maybe they're not young enough for that.
Yeah, maybe not.
Like 20 years ago, they were the guys that talked a good game.
Yeah.
Like, we are so going to blow something up. Yeah. I know, right?
I know.
And then they just didn't. And now they're the old, bitter
yeah.
men of Middle Eastern extraction.
They didn't get on that bandwagon.
No. Yeah. They were hijackers 20 through 24.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what, guys?
I appreciate the go-get-ems, but we don't need you.
Yeah. They're like, those guys walk the walk.
Yeah.
In addition to talking the talk.
Yeah.
And our Starbucks people just sat out and then consoled the wives.
Yeah.
Hijackers 1 through 19.
We used to hang out at that Starbucks a lot, me and you.
Yeah, that's one of those hangouts
mm-hmm.
When you're a kid.
Yeah.
The local Starbucks is a good thing because obviously we're not from Kansas. so they would chase a 15-year-old away from a bar.
Yeah.
That wouldn't even cross our minds to have attempted going to a bar. But Starbucks, you could go there, you could sit outside, have a smoke. They didn't really chase away the little baby smokers, did
No, they,
they
didn't.
Like, I drive by now, and it really looks like fetuses whose hands developed 6 hours ago. Like, they have,
with
like...
a cigarette in their hand?
Yeah, like almost the little clubfoot hand. You know, just a potato with little eyes on it. Like,
I love my cloves.
My eye is still just a black divot in my little peach face, but I'm smoking. You really see some young kids lighting up in front of the Starbucks.
Yeah, thinking, now they have that, like, really ominous gate around the outdoor area where you can sit.
I still don't get the purpose of that.
What? There Why? Is... Who is it protecting?
For those of you who haven't seen the world and haven't visited Greenbrier in Virginia, Northern Virginia.
You haven't lived.
Right outside D.C.
Yeah.
The Starbucks has a nice little patio area that for years was, I don't know, just a patio. Like you'd see in front of any other little stretch of strip mall.
Mm-hmm.
And about a year ago, they put up like a wrought iron gate about 4 feet tall.
It's
around.
Huge. Like, why does it need to be that tall?
It wouldn't stop a car.
No.
That's what gets me. It wouldn't stop anything
bad. Oh, do you think that's why it's there?
I don't know. I think if you're drunk enough to plow in, you probably are going to keep going.
Yeah. Gotta go sober up before I go home. Need my Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I think you'd keep going and kill a bunch of people still.
Then I'll go to the Flame Kebab.
Yeah. Another place where people look like they're planning something.
Exactly.
That I don't want to be a part of.
No, not at all.
Before we get on with the rest of the show, now that I'm all jacked up on Christ knows what coffee, I just want to mention all of the people that carry the Papa's Basement program very proudly. The More Like Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
They do good work.
Yes.
Out of Florida and New York. Love those guys.
Love
Misfits
York.
Radio Network, put together by the gorgeous Alia Janine, a former adult performer, now comedienne.
Ooh.
Yes, very saucy minx.
Ooh.
She now just wears like cat librarian glasses all the time.
Nice.
I think those are like comedy glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, she put those on. She's like, I'm not a porn chick anymore.
I'm funny.
I'm now funny.
Yeah.
Yes. And the Stuff Dudes Like Network.
Okay.
We're just taking it over.
Great.
Find us on all those places or our website. But if you go to those other places, you can find other shows kind of like us.
Yeah.
I know we do the show once a week, so you might be like, look, there's only Netflix and Xbox and HBO Go to entertain me for the other 23 hours of the day. What am I going to do with those? That crap.
Yeah.
You're right. Why not enjoy more amateur podcasts instead?
It's mediocre, all that.
Yeah. Why do you need the millions that they put into Game of Thrones and the perkiness of Emilia Clarke's bosoms?
Oh, she's so pretty.
Which she's not even showing this season onward.
How do you know?
I believe she came out and was like, look, you guys have seen my stuff enough.
That's true.
Women will never understand that.
But you can always go back and look at them.
Yeah, but you always want more.
Ah, got it.
Like, a lot of times you'll sext a girl and she's like, I've sent you my boobs 50 times. Why do you need to see them again? It's seeing them again. The act just reaffirms you every time.
So the girl that you're texting sounds like Robert Durst.
Yeah. Jarecki, here are my teeth.
You've seen my teeth already.
Do you want a pee shot, Jarecki? I'll show you my gray pee. Do you want my A? I'll fan it out like Moses did, the Red Sea. Anything for you, Jarecki. I sexted them all. Is this Mike hot? Watch the Jinx. That might be the one thing better than the other podcasts on those networks I mentioned. The Jinx on HBO.
Yeah.
That one's good. Jarecki. I'm just going to call you Eva Jarecki.
No. I'm not Jarecki.
Jarecki.
Well, actually do that because he's a filmmaker. Maybe I can jump on that bandwagon.
Just sneak in.
Yeah. I'm related to you. Just like at the next.
I'm your cousin, Bart Bart.
I'm your cousin, Bart Bart.
And don't forget also my comic The Spookies is collecting cash for the next couple weeks.
Woo!
You don't need to give Robert Durst money to it, but if you just I'll put a link to this to the Kickstarter for it in the episode summary. And you can also just Google Kickstarter, The Spookies, and find where to donate. And last but not least, because we're such big party animals on this show, mm-hmm. happy 420, kids. You're probably hearing this on 421, being recorded on 420. Are we both just blazing it up?
Right now, just totally. I'm so stoned.
Wait, what record is currently playing in our headphones? They can't hear it because we left it in the audition channel. Is it Exodus or Legend?
It's Legend.
Okay. I like that. Three little birds.
Yeah.
Look at them.
It's Legend.
God, that is an act that I feel gets so much more love than it deserves.
420?
The Bob Marley.
Oh, the Bob Marley. Yeah.
I feel he gets credit for just reggae as a whole because white people really hadn't heard it before that.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, this sounds amazing.
I worked at a bar that played him constantly, and I can't. Every time I hear it.
Where were you? Punta Cana or whatever?
No, I was in the Fat Black Pussycat in New York.
Can we say that on the air?
Fat Black Pussycat?
Do I have to bleep that?
No, it's a bar.
It sounds like it's trying to titillate with that name.
I don't know. It's been around for like 30 years. But they play so much Bob Marley. That and the Village Underground, which is underneath. But I can't anymore. I'm so over it.
I like reggae as a whole. Like, there was people find this hard to believe, given how I talk and really conduct my life as a whole. Not that I'm that wild. I just seem weird and like I couldn't fit into anything.
Yeah.
And trust me, I can't. For the most part, that is why I am where I am at 34.
Right.
But I did desk work for about 2.5 years, and I remember my first 6 months, like during the infancy of internet radio, I just like found a reggae station and would just play that all the live long day. Like I listened to
all the live long day.
Oh my God, Lady Saw, Burning Spear, all that crap. And my boss was like just white bitch, like that was her name on her card.
Really?
Just Miss White Bitch.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Was she?
Oh, she was a white bitch, yeah.
Was she cool, though, about it?
No, she was a white bitch.
No? All right.
She was, it wasn't really her name, Eva. I'm being funny.
Yeah, I know.
For comedic effect.
But you said that was really on her card, was it not?
No.
Oh.
I don't even think she had cards.
I didn't get it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was on her placard on her desk.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the sad losing the erection slide whistle.
Yeah, I didn't get the joke. I'm
sorry. Okay. It's okay, but...
it's still a little early for me.
I remember... Yeah, you didn't drink that gasolina.
I don't drink my parents' coffee.
That your dad served.
No. That's why I held it up and I showed you the color and I was like, are you sure you want this?
It looked brown. Like any other
But did
coffee.
You see... Like, it had like legs, like a glass of wine when you like swiveled around. Like the legs
like
were like...
Like a tincture.
Yeah.
Like there are different elements floating inside it. That's true. You held it up and all light was blocked.
Yeah.
I mean, felt like I was staring at a partial eclipse.
I really just wanted you to
Or
poop
the face
your,
of Wesley Snipes. Either or.
I really just wanted you to poop your pants. That's basically it.
Well, you failed.
Yeah.
And Esmeralda, the cleaning lady, bore the brunt of your prank.
Oh, poor thing.
Oh, God, yeah. Her nails are going to fall out. She's going to be like one of those people that worked at Chernobyl when it all went down.
Oh, my God.
And 2 weeks later, they'll just have like horseshoe, balding, no eyebrows.
We'll come back next week.
They'll be pulling out their teeth like Jeff Goldblum in The Fly.
Oh, I'd love Goldblum. Mm.
Oh, God. No.
Yes.
No, but yes. Where were we? You derailed us with coffee poo-poo talk, which is not what this show's about.
No, not at all. You were talking about your old radio station, reggae.
Yes, and my white bitch boss. And white bitch boss, that was like the first time, because we had a friendly rapport. I think she was like happy. She fancied herself, I think she was like the young blonde pump back in the day. Like she was just a thin blonde woman who just probably got pumped out a ton.
Ew. I hate that term.
Why? That's, I think, what she did. I think she just got bent over a bunch and banged a bunch. And then she wound up marrying an older guy and had a couple of kids pumped in.
Stop!
And then she popped them out like a deer having a baby foal in the woods, just bent over.
Have you ever seen a giraffe give birth?
No.
It's hilarious.
Why? Does the kid just tumble 18 feet?
It's like 18 feet, and they're like one of the few animals in the world that walks as soon as it's born. I think the jolt of hitting the ground that hard, like, jolts it awake, and then it starts to walk. But it's really adorable because it's all, like, shaky, and it's like a little baby giraffe.
Those little, those at feet.
Yes.
See, I have my Star Wars moments.
There you go. It's really, it's really cute though.
Walking like it's attacking Hoth.
Yeah, and you see the sack. It comes down like a sack out of the V of the mom giraffe.
Oh, good lord! Like a purple water balloon yeah. filled with jello.
Yeah, and then you just hear boom. And wow. Gets up and starts walking. It's pretty cool looking.
Well, folks, you have my permission to flip to YouTube right now and look that up and email me or leave a comment on the post and that the podcast is contained in, if that is the case. But, yeah, and she probably fancied herself a bit of an intellectual. I think I got the job because I mentioned some history book as being one of my favorite reads, and she loved it too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she got into it like 6 months ago, whereas I was like a 20-year-old kid reading this crap. Nerdlinger. And I think very quickly she realized like I was just, not to blow myself, and again, I'm not bragging about much, but I was probably like a little smart for the job, and she was just worried I was getting bored, and I was like, what do I care? You're paying my bills.
Yeah.
Like, it's a desk job. I knew I'd hate it from the get-go. But that's where we stopped being friendly, and it started being like...
Started getting real.
People are talking about the music you listen to. And it was just such code for, could you put on some Lawrence Welk, that jigaboo tune, that stuff you're blasting from your desk. And that's immediately where I was like, I hate you.
I hate you.
This is where we part ways, you 20 years ago cheerleader.
Oh.
What? She just, you could tell she wanted to think she was smart, and yeah. She wasn't. And when confronted with an actual intelligent person, it started to grate on her quickly.
She didn't like it.
Yeah, her ruse was exposed. The charade.
The charade.
Yes, was held up to the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
And that reggae was the start of the end for me at the National Student Clearinghouse.
Not into it. Went into the regs.
Where I did 30 months, a 30-month sentence.
Yeah.
30-month bid. Not a fan. Yeah, so I feel Bob Marley, bringing it all back, I feel Bob Marley gets credit for all of reggae. And people are like, I love that sound. When they don't realize that's not Marley's sound, that's reggae's sound.
Right.
It would be like if you heard Run DMC. And that is the only rap music you'd ever heard. You'd mm-hmm. be like, that is delightful, the way they sing song to each other over the beat. How do they do that? It's kind of a talking, not singing. And that Jam Master Jay, he creates these lovely, is it called a beat? Is that what they call it?
Is it called a beat?
Is that what Run DMC calls it? You would attribute everything that's just a hip-hop norm to these people.
Right.
And I think Marley to this day gets to skate on that, whereas... You know, we now know a ton of hip hop. We now, like, you hear your first dance pop song when you're 10. It's like, oh, Cascada! And then you hear a million, you know, DJ Sammy and all that crap.
Right.
And you're like, okay, I get it. That's electronic dance music. It's a whole genre.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel a lot of reggae has ever broken through. To this day, you just hear a reggae thing. You're like, is that Marley? A lot of people just know Bob Marley.
Yeah, you're right. What's the name? It's kind of hip hop and reggae. The Modest Yahoo. Is that his name?
Oh, the rabbi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he was a rabbi. I think he was just a Orthodox.
Orthodox Jew?
Yeah.
Orthodox Jew.
Or maybe Hasidic. Maybe even he was Hasidic. I don't know.
He has the, what are they called? Payots?
Payos.
Payos?
Payos.
Payos. He has the payos.
Like payos.
Oh. There goes my career.
Yeah.
Should have laughed quite so hard at that one.
I probably shouldn't have said it.
Yeah, he's got the whole, like, I look like the fighting monk type thing with mm-hmm. the big hat. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Time to pause. I have to take a business call and derail the whole momentum of the show.
Okay.
But it's okay because I'm going to come back with the next item on the outline.
Perfect.
Oh, I revealed we have an outline.
You really did.
I know. All right, back in a second.
Okay. And we're back.
Was it everything you wanted?
Yes.
Saying that?
I really wanted to do it.
Oh, well, you did it.
I did it.
You're back. You're freshly tinkled out.
Mm-hmm.
I took my business call.
Mm-hmm.
And the show is not derailed.
It is not.
Just keep telling ourselves that. Make it true.
Yes.
I mean, to people at home, they don't know. It sounds like 1 second skipped. It's like relativity thing. It's like Flight of the Navigator. You didn't.
I'm kidding. I've seen that movie.
The one thing I saw by Disney as a kid. Yeah. I watched it 18 times.
Oh my God. My brother loved that movie.
See you later, Navigator.
Yeah.
There you go. I still remember crap. I think I looked like a little fat version of the little kid.
Who is that actor? Did he go on to do anything else? That was Spielberg, wasn't it? Flight of the Navigator?
He wasn't the little kid, Eva.
Who?
Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg was a grown man.
No, I know, but wasn't it directed it?
I don't know. That would be weird if they kind of sandwiched that in between all the blockbusters he'd been crapping out since Jaws, essentially.
For some reason, I thought that was like a big hit, Flight of the Navigator, maybe because it was constantly on at my house.
I think it was constantly on because it was on the Disney Channel, and it wasn't an animated film.
Okay.
It was one of the few live-action films they had.
Maybe I'm just mixing that up.
Who was the chick that you wanted to pound, every boy wanted to pound with their, like, six-year-old little kid wiener in that film? Answer, Sarah Jessica Parker. I think she was in it.
Was she?
I think she had, like, a little streak of purple hair,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, why do you have purple hair? And she said something about like going to a Twisted Sister concert.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was like, yeah, well, who's the freak now? Or something like that. Hold on. Flight of the Navigator. I am using what's called a computer machine that is hooked up to the internet. Directed by Randall Kleiser. So close.
So
Lucas.
Close.
Both titans. In Hollywood.
I think I was mixing that up with E.T., you know, because they're so similar.
I mean, they kind of are.
I know.
It's just a little kid with the alien.
With
the
an
real...
alien, and that's
why... The spaceship looked much better, though.
Than the E.T. one?
If I remember, the E.T. spaceship looked like something that dropped out of a cow's ass. Like, it was just a pile. It, honest to God, looked like a
kinda,
flying heap.
Kind of like your D this morning. Your sludge D.
That was just all over. That looked like a Pollock painting. That was as formless as this show.
You've done it, Jackson. You broke the mold.
Broke the bowl. Yeah, the Flight of the Navigator was like, if I recall, an actual kind of silver... It looks like a really fancy butt plug. And it could change shape.
Oh.
Yeah. One that your lover spends a couple ducats on. That's how you know things are serious.
Ducats.
Yeah, Sarah. SJP was definitely in it.
Did she play someone named, like, Daphne?
I don't know. I just remember as a kid, like, I really...
You loved her?
Yeah, it was like, you didn't understand what sex was yet. You're just like, I want to hug her when my peenie tingles. Like, that's as much as you grasped sex back then.
Ew, come on, man.
That's why kids love hugging their teacher.
The hot you think?
Ones. Yeah, yeah. Full body.
Just... Would you ever hug your teachers?
No, I
Mrs.
actually...
Mrs. Nordstrom?
No, Scotty Nordstrom was a...
What's her first name?
Like
Scotty?
Scotty Nordstrom, yeah, and she was obsessed. She was my sixth grade teacher, by the way. That's
and
the,
my brother's.
Yes.
The, and Howie's.
The inside reference, Howard Highland, another show host, yes. Scotty Nordstrom, and she was obsessed with Scotty dogs. If you want to deal, if you want an insight into the depth of the intellect we were dealing with, it was like, my name's Scotty, I like Scotty dogs. I wish her first name was Shotgun Wound to the Head. Doesn't roll off the tongue.
No,
but...
not quite.
Yeah.
My sixth grade teacher was very attractive.
Who did you have?
Miss Lane.
Would I have, like, seen her, or did she come into the school later?
You might have seen... I'm sure you saw her. She was there when you were there, but, you know, I was in not the smart kid classes, so...
Mm.
You had nothing to do with us plebeians
down
at the end of the hall.
And we viewed the teachers that taught you as tainted.
Right.
So we didn't really...
See, we just felt bad for you guys because you didn't get to go to Turkey Run for, like, the best field trip of all time.
We actually had a super secret smart kid trip Turkey Run.
No, you didn't.
That was so much better than
yours.
No,
you didn't.
They let us off the leashes.
No.
We didn't have to be muzzled because they weren't afraid that we would just walk off and start eating the plants.
No.
Okay. You win this round.
Right. You know, my mom loved Turkey Run so much, she like went 4 years in a row.
What is Turkey Run? Was it just like a park or something?
It's a park, and we got to go camping for 3 days.
Are you kidding me?
And we got to wear colonial outfits, and we like
You lost me on that.
Everything was like, we went camping, we made our own food, like it was so much fun.
Oh God, they really did try to butter up you dumbos.
We weren't dumbos.
Yes, you were.
No, we weren't.
Oh, you sweet little dumb things. In your little tricorn caps.
Yeah, and we got to go camping.
That's why they wouldn't let us.
And
there.
We went to Busch Gardens.
The tricorn caps wouldn't fit on our big brain heads. They just had little tricorn caps for your small skulls.
We did have to poop in the ground.
Oh.
We had to like dig trenches to poop in.
That sounds like a slave labor camp.
It probably was.
Did you have to cut cane sugar?
We made corn husk dolls to sell.
Oh, and to wipe with.
No, they actually let us bring our own toilet paper. It wasn't bad.
You lost me. It sounded good 3 days away from school, and then it was we had to dress up in like fancy britches and crap.
They weren't fancy. We were playing like pioneers that like.
There's no way, by the way, a kid dug like a sanitary depth to crap in.
Yes,
I remember,
we did.
I remember how strong poured, I was at that age.
We would pour. Yeah, because you guys were stupid. We were the smart, strong kids. I mean, you guys were smart.
You were the Jimbo Jones.
Yeah,
we were dumb but strong.
Yeah, you guys would be like.
We were the Martins. Yeah, the Martin princes.
I can't dig this trench.
Spring forth, Burly Protector, and dig a poo hole for me.
Spring forth, Burly Protector. My favorite episode.
I don't remember the rest of that one.
It's a lemon tree.
Oh, yes. You do love that one.
I do. Hail to the Tale of Nelson.
I don't know how we got sidetracked with that, but I wanted to address a couple things I have said that I thought were factual on the show, and they were actually incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
And that rubs me the wrong way. Being the smart little baby that I am, being the little brainiac, one of the few things I have is lording my supposed intelligence in people's faces. So when I blow something hard, it embarrasses me, and I also feel you guys take my word as gospel. Because why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you when it comes out of these pipes with this brain behind it? But I said two different things that were complete BS,
mm-hmm.
and they came to my attention after the fact, Eva bringing up one of the two things.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to correct me on the one that you got me on?
Yeah, we were talking about, for some reason, we went off on a tangent, as we do so often on this mm-hmm. show, and started talking about Yao Ming,
yes.
the huge he's almost 8 feet tall.
He's a gigantic yeah. former Houston Rocket,
yeah,
Chinese basketball
whose
player.
Whose poor bones couldn't handle.
I think his last 3 to 4 years in the league, he would play like 10 games into the season, and one foot would fracture.
Yeah.
And then the next season, the other foot fractured. Yeah. And he did that 3 years, 4 years in a row. I was like, screw this.
His poor bones couldn't handle being the ginormous giant he is. But you brought up that his wife was like a tiny, tiny little thing running all over that like a jungle gym.
Yes.
And in my head, I knew that was wrong, but I didn't want to correct you. Because
in your head?
In my head.
That was nice.
Thanks.
That was nice.
I didn't want to correct you because if I was wrong, then I would be apologizing on air right now, and then I would feel really dumb.
Oh, you BS'd me earlier, and you're like, I just didn't want to question your leadership on the air, but you just didn't know either. You kind of had
No, I knew. I remember reading about it in People Magazine because People Magazine is my Newsweek. It's my New York Times. I mean, and a few years ago, he got married, and I knew that she was like an athlete, and it turns out she's a basketball player. 6'3".
Wow.
Still looks short as
I was
hell
gonna say,
next to him.
In my defense,
yes.
given his height, imagine a 6'2" man. Let me do the math.
Right.
If we're going by him being, let's just say 8 foot.
He is, I think he is 7.
I'm looking it up
7'10"
right now.
7'10" or something?
7'6".
Wow.
So he's got 13 inches, you're saying. On
yeah.
It. So he looks like a 6 foot man next to a 4'9" woman.
Right,
so
exactly.
In my defense.
Yes.
Yes. You could see why I thought she had to be a microbe. But
right.
You're right. Like, if she were actually short, like, she would kiss his navel goodnight.
Right. Ew.
And what I wanted to. let's lick that dried little crust of umbilical cord. What is that, by the way? Like, do you have an innie or an outie?
I have an innie.
I have an innie, too. I stick my finger in there a lot to clean it out in the shower.
Yeah.
Because if I don't, it's the one place on my body that just stinks.
Okay.
Like, I have actual fat person stink
okay.
in my navel. Does it always have, like, what feels almost like a chunk of scab, like, from the original... Do you not have that?
I don't have that,
Like,
no.
If I stick my finger in deep enough, it feels like I'm touching, like, a chicken bone.
Let me see
or
your belly
like
button.
That. Okay, there's...
Oh, you have a tiny belly button. Oh, no, now that you're not stretching it out.
There you go. Just regular.
Just a regular. No, I don't have that.
It feels like you've gone through your baby pictures, and there's always like that little chunk of bacon. Do you not have that where they taped like a chunk of your umbilical cord?
Well, they cut the umbilical cord,
yeah,
and then there's a scab on your belly button for
okay,
a good
my mom,
few
I guess,
weeks.
Saved that.
Ugh.
But why? In case I die, she needs to clone me.
She saved the scab.
Yes, yeah. So, like, under a piece of tape.
Oh, that's some peasant stuff right there.
Oh, I think there's also chunks of hair from my first haircut.
Aw, see, that's kind of cute.
That's but... total white, you know, WT.
She saved your umbilical scab?
What mother doesn't save a baby's scabs? Baby's first chicken pox. What? You know, you just save that in
daughter's
case...
first period.
Yeah, just smeared all over a page. Looks like a watercolor of a sunset.
Ew, I can't believe I said that.
Yeah, that did take things in a...
Yeah.
But
you told me not to be so scared behind the mic, though.
Be scared.
Okay.
Contain yourself.
Because that was disgusting.
Everything that has come out of your mouth is ugliness, Eva.
Nuh-uh. We'll get to some ugliness coming out of a chick's mouth later.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's a teaser. There's a teaser, Ruski. As they say in the Connecticut School of Broadcasting curriculum.
That's where my cousin went.
I don't think you could have put the lid on your bottle more loudly.
Sorry. Straight vodka.
That sounded like a mallet down the...
I'm sorry.
The spine of a skeleton being played like a xylophone for comedic effect.
Okay. Why don't you correct yourself again, young man?
Okay, I'll correct myself. A couple of weeks ago for the reunited CNO show, I talked about the 84 NBA draft and the mistake that the Portland Trailblazers made, because I said they, with the second pick in the draft, they got Sam Bowie, and I said they missed on Jordan because their first pick in the draft was Clyde Drexler, who had a similar skill set to Jordan's.
Drexler.
I killed them all, of course. And I mashed together the 83 and 84 draft. Obviously, the Portland Trailblazers did not have the first and second pick in any goddamn draft. That would have been insane. They picked Drexler in the 83 draft.
Okay.
84 draft rolls around. The consensus top player is Hakeem Olajuwon, who goes to your Houston Rockets, home of the, you know, the Yao Ming.
Ah.
Much later on.
So, much later on.
All comes together. And Hakeem had a lovely career. Second pick, Sam Bowie. The Trailblazers pick him over Jordan because Drexler, they thought, had a similar skill set.
Mm.
And that, you know, Drexler and Jordan would have kind of bumped heads, just, again, playing similar positions. I think they're both guards or some crap.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me sounding all manly.
Right.
But, yeah, that Drexler year before Jordan. And there is your, that's the 83 draft. And your top three in the 84 draft, Olajuwon, Bowie, and Jordan.
I love that name.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
It's a great name.
That's a great name. That's
that
just like
that was my birth name. I just shortened it to John, though. All right.
And then lengthened Papa Giorgio.
Yeah, just yeah. Came up with that out of nowhere. Let's talk about what I have going this week.
Okay.
I'm home alone. I know, I'm such a big boy. That's how a big boy who lives with his mom talks about being home for
a week.
I'm home alone. Yes, my mom will be in AC all weekend. That's how rough I am.
When does she leave?
She's gone as of like now.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So I am the stay-at-home boy. Stay-at-home boy. And my mom's the one partying it up in AC. But my mom's like, I'll be leaving for the week. And of course, I hear this in my head. I am already in my pink shirt, my white socks, and my knickers. No, that's not what you thought I said. I said knickers.
Knickers.
I don't know. What the hell? Oh, no. The maid's in the other studio. The maid that smelled my poopies.
Oh, no.
I can't make eye contact with her.
Don't look at her.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor thing.
Oh, no. This is how Mengele must have felt when bumping into a Jew in South America after the war. Oh, I have to turn it off. The video for the old-time rock and roll that they have on YouTube like cuts between all the montages of anyone who's ever done anything to this song. So we juggle between Tom Cruise, Alf, and Heidi Klum. And I cannot see Heidi Klum's... you know what? I don't care how many kids have popped out of that. She's sexy.
She's gorgeous.
I mean, it grosses me out to think how many kids have come out of like that. It's a bit of a clown car. situation down there at
well,
this
point. Well, you don't know that. She could have had C-sections.
There's just something... There's not... It's unsexiness to think like, oh, another being gestated in that and then popped out.
I think it's like magic. It sounds crazy. I think it's magical. I really do.
Like, the only difference between that and an alien face hugger putting the chest burster egg in you is that it comes out the V instead of through your ribs. That's it. You've had an alien parasite inside you.
Taking all your nutrients.
Destroying your body. That's it. But yeah, that's all it takes to derail me. I just saw a pear. She's really shaking her pear in that
video.
She is, man.
She's going for it.
She was whipping them back and forth like a pinball machine on tilt.
Yeah, she had like 5 kids or something.
Oh, she has had a lot. I mean,
she was pregnant when she met Seal with another dude's baby.
Yeah.
And he like stepped up and...
Some Guinea car racer.
Something. I don't know. I don't know who he was.
He was some Dago car racer.
But, I mean, that...
Mario Mastrotoni or some junk like that. Something
that
sounds like...
Did you make that
like,
up? Is that true?
No. Yeah, yeah. It really was like some Italian...
Like
F1.
Italian-American or...
No, I believe like an actual F1 from over in the old country type thing.
That's cool.
And my mom, if you want to hear my mom's brilliant commentary, she's like... She's talking about like her choice in partner. She's like an Italian and a black. That's a woman that likes getting effed. And she dropped the hard F. Because that's what we are, us Mediterraneans and us Negroes. We're pumps on demand.
Oh.
We can't think. We can only put out.
And multiply.
Yeah, and it's great because my mom loves the swarthy Mediterranean people as well. So I'm like, oh, so my mom likes a good hard shtup.
Okay. That's I don't want to think about your mom getting shtup.
Oh, and I do.
Yes.
And I do. That's what she put in my head by making that comment. She's like, that's a woman who knows where to get it from. I'm like, Christ. My old man. What am I? Just want to make sure I'm not kissing Nat King Cole over here.
Oh, my God.
I thought you'd appreciate that reference.
Is Seal American?
No, Seal's a Brit.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, Seal's a Brit.
I've never heard him talk. I've only heard him sing.
No, he doesn't try to
kiss
do that.
Kiss by rose on the grave.
No, I'm never going to survive.
Unless we get a little crazy.
So was he bald when he did that, or did he have like the big Terrence Trent D'Arby hair?
I think
like
he's always been bald.
He always bald?
I think he always kind of rocked the bald. I like how you say that.
Seal's face as a kid, oh, did that scare me. He looked like... he's from a sci-fi future where, like, a plague hit 90% of the population, and the 10% that it didn't, like, lives in towers above the other people who wear, like, burlap sacks for clothing.
Are they just acne scars? Like, did he have that bad
no,
of acne?
No, he did not have that bad a blackney. Someone didn't go to college for biology, none good. He had like a real disease that did that to his face.
Damn.
He reminds me like, it's like Total Recall when Quaid goes to Mars and like some of the mutants have like one bugged out eye and a half red face and they can see the future. Like,
I haven't seen that movie
they should
in
have
so
cast
long.
Seal for that. They would have saved hours in the makeup chair.
Then he could have had a third hit song. Hi-oh!
Hi-o. A little baby Bart, hi-o.
Hi-o.
Yeah, I am home alone all week.
Bum, 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 bum.
I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I have like 3 goals.
Okay.
Because you have to understand, I live in a hovel with my mother.
I do understand.
Yeah, you've seen it.
Yeah.
It's one of, you can comprehend it. It's
yes.
Like... What would you say about the size of a two? It's a house, but it's been hoarded into the size of what, like a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom apartment?
If there wasn't so much stuff in there,
it'd be spacious.
It'd be a decent sized house. I mean,
yeah,
my house,
that's like a woman describing my penis. If there wasn't so much fat around it,
if there wasn't so much fat and hair around it,
you wouldn't have to be ashamed.
It wouldn't look like a chode.
But there is, so you do. It looks like Oliver Platt's penis.
I love Oliver Platt.
I watched Working Girl over the weekend, and it had a skinny Oliver Platt. I'm like,
skinny?
I do not like this kind of Oliver
no,
Platt.
No, I don't like that.
It was Oliver Platt, like, probably 20 pounds overweight, just at the beginning of that.
But we're still calling him thin.
Yeah, exactly. Just at the top of the hill in the Chubb Toboggan, and, yeah, like, at the bottom of the hill, it's like Orson Wellesville, where he now dwells.
Oh, he was so fat by the end of it, Orson Welles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Orson Welles, they had to put in a wheelbarrow so he could voice the Transformers. What was he? Unicron?
Was he?
That was his last role. That was Orson Welles' last role alive, voicing a goddamn cartoon he understood nothing about.
Wow.
Mr. Citizen Kane, Mr. Rosebud, his last
Rosebud.
Voice is talking to Starscream and Optimus Prime about eating planets for their energy.
And he has no idea what he's saying.
Oh, nothing.
Just using his awesome voice.
Yeah, he's just like, just wheel those sweet baby peas up to my mouth. What did he do a commercial for? It's famous for him losing his mind.
I don't know.
Oh, just look it up on YouTube. Like,
all I know is Citizen Kane. I can't think of, or he might have been on Murder on the Orient Express, too.
He cut a commercial for like a sweet pea company or like a baby peas company. And he's just losing his mind berating the people who are filming him for not being professional as he talks about, like, eating peas.
What?
Okay, let me see if I can look it up.
I completely believe you, dude, because that is something so out there that, like, I don't even think you could make that up.
Orson Welles peas commercial. Oh, please, please.
Peas, eating goober peas.
He's talking about frozen peas. I hope he doesn't, like,
goodness,
drop
how
the
delicious,
hard F.
Eating goober peas.
Hold on. It's Orson Welles outtakes frozen peas. That's what I found on YouTube. Come on, could the audio kick in?
Do you want to go through everything and then come back?
No, tell me. I usually prefer to, but tell me what's wrong.
All right, I just think the very opening could be a little...
Nothing is more important than the simple act of people getting together.
Good. One more go, sorry.
What?
Could I have just one more take of that?
Why? I just did it right. Look, I'm not used to having more than one person in there. One more word out of you and you go.
You go.
And you go.
I take directions from one person under protest, but from two I don't sit still. But who the hell are you anyway? Well, why the hell are you asking me for another one?
Well, I thought there was a slight bonk, and I would like just like to be saved.
Jesus.
There's a picture. I'm not gonna play the whole thing.
No.
And there's a picture of him used as the background for this video, where he looks like the Boss Hogg. Like, he's the 400-pound sheriff of a very crooked southern town. And what a talent he was, but boy was he fat.
Yeah.
And he apparently could take direction from one person under protest.
I'm gonna go!
But not two.
I'm gonna go!
But I have the house to myself for a week. I've had a lot of freedom lately. I was house-sitting for, again, Howard Highland for several weeks, and I had an open pad there, and now I have a whole 5 days alone again. And I've come up with, using the terminology of Kickstarter, I've come up with both a goal, which is like the bare minimum you need to hit for the Kickstarter to kick in.
Okay.
But then a stretch goal. Say your goal is 500, but then you're like, well, my stretch goal is 700. If we hit 700, we'll do something extra.
Cool.
So my stretch goal, romantically, is... I hope to perform sexually, intercourse-wise, with my girl, with my lady friend. I hope to be able to keep it up enough that I can wear a condom and get it in there for like a whole 10 minutes.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Lofty.
Yeah. While my cats meow frantically at the door.
Because they think that you're hurting your girlfriend.
They don't want to be left out of whatever party we are a part of.
Aww.
Like, I own the cats, and my girlfriend is an insane cat woman. And they love her maybe as much as they love anyone in the family.
Aww.
Because she's so nice to them. So when it comes time for us to do anything, we have to chase them out of my little baby's room.
To go home and do the nasty.
Yeah, we lock the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then the entire time that I'm trying to keep an erection, which I can't because I look at pornography too much.
They're it's just, a pornography store. I was buying pornography.
They're at the door going, ow, ow, ow. And then you just hear.
Can you play music? Or that would distract even me.
Yeah, I'm going to put on my stylistic CD that I bought at the Shell station for $4.99.
And are you going to dance around like how I'm doing right now? Sexy John?
What you are doing is your arms are out and you're shaking your shoulders in a way that gets your bosoms moving.
If I were a rich man.
You look like a burlesque dancer in a VFW right now. That is how I seduce my woman. Though. So, look at you, all prescient and S. So that would be my stretch goal, actually putting P in V.
Okay.
I'll settle for like a grumpy, half-hearted BJ.
Okay.
Which involves me barely staying hard enough to operate.
Okay.
And then the instant I finish, she's immediately screaming for a towel, and then I open the door and the cats sprint in. And while she's still, like, making her, like, it got in my eye, Popeye face.
Oh, my God.
Like, arr. The cats are hopping on her lap, yeah. And she's touching them with her salty hands. just petting both of them with her tainted hand, giving them Gordon Gecko hair, the both of them. Yeah. So I will, if in the course of the 5 days that happens once...
She looks like Anthony Hopkins post-stroke from Legends of the Fall.
I thought you were going to say his Hannibal Lecter hair.
No.
Same thing. Just like a helmet slicked back. I'll settle for that as my romantic goal accomplished.
Okay, so that's the romantic goal.
Yes. Physical...
Could you have porn on in the background while you do that? Or is she not...
She... Look... She's weird in that she looks at porn. I don't know, man. Like, not to be too real and throwing anyone under the bus that I'm dating, meaning my girlfriend. I don't know what her sex drive is. She doesn't have much of one. She smokes a lot of weed.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
She smokes a lot of Dubai.
That has never made me feel in the mood.
The occasional chick will be like, that gets me horny as hell, and I'm like,
but that's I feel like that's for girls that don't do it that often.
Okay.
You know, because maybe it'll work for me now, but I feel like that's for girls that don't
let's
do it that
test
often.
That we'll get you high in a crack den.
No thank
and
you.
If you come out very pregnant then it does work that way for you now.
No thank you. None of that funky smelling cigarettes for old Eva anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say none of that miscegenation.
But. Yeah. None of that crack for me anymore. Oh. I'm off that stuff.
You're off the pipe, sweet D. Okay.
Yeah. But I feel like if you don't do it that often, it probably relaxes you. And then you do feel in the mood. But if you do it all the time, like, it's just kind of your normal.
Yeah. Like, I think it's her medicine, the way that, like, carbohydrates and pornography are my medicine.
Are your medicine. Like, yeah. How do you feel sexy if that's your normal? Like, when you're feeling normal, you're just...
I don't know.
Normal.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I've completely screwed up my sexuality. Not in the I'm into guys now way. Just like you should see a naked lady in front of you and be a hard charger. You should like a bullet, you know, be like a bullet train down there.
Mm-hmm.
And instead I'm just like, boobs in front of me. That's like so inefficient. Can we just get like 10 tabs of pornography open instead while I sit in my office chair?
Right.
Like it's screwed up my head so hard.
Do you watch it every day? That was a dumb question, wasn't it?
I mean, should I smack you?
Please don't. I mean...
Not with that strong right hand.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I have to make a concerted effort not to. Like, Sundays it's easiest because if I don't do it in the day, then I can lurch through until Game of Thrones and all the stuff, like, at the
boobies.
10... Not the boobies, it's just something to do that takes my time up through till midnight, at which point I'm like too tired to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So Sundays are the easiest days to avoid it, especially during the football season.
Right.
Because
that's an all day long.
Oh, unless you're getting it done in that first hour, you're watching Terry and Howie and friends and Jimmy, speaking of lacquered hair. And yeah, then you're banging out a 1 p.m. game, a 4:30 game, the 8:30 game.
Who's the one I love? And I used to see him in New York all the time, and he looks like he's just melting. Woody Page.
Woody Page.
He does like Sports Center. He does.
Oh, okay.
What's that one where they're all there and they're all yelling at each other with the kind of good looking Italian guy in the middle?
Are you talking about Mel Kiper?
No.
Is he the.
No. It's an Italian dude.
Oh.
Around the horn.
Around the horn of Mike Reale.
Yeah.
Is that yeah.
Around the horn. But Woody Page is one of the guys in Around the Horn. And he lives
oh, in God. Yeah. Woody Page. Oh, God.
He just always looks like he's melting. Like he like melted and then froze and then remelted.
like a horrible piece of red meat.
Yes.
Yeah. That's my Sunday.
Okay.
So Sunday is the easiest day to dodge it.
Right.
And sometimes Monday as well. I guess the NFL plays a big part in my sex life because Mondays,
sounds like it.
I'm working most of the day and then I get back. And if I don't fit it in that window of like 6 to 8, then I'm watching Monday Night Football
then
and passing
you're,
it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, some days on Tuesday, it's been like 2 days off.
Wow.
Only during the football season, though.
This.
I need help. I really do need help, I think. And what's sad is I don't think I'm in the minority on that. We just have an entire generation of guys who are very, very sexually broken thanks to the computer porn.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of
brought all mirth out of the show.
No. Stop. I mean, you're just like kind of the perfect age for when computer porn got to be what it is.
I mean, I'm old enough to remember a time without it.
Oh, we both remember a time without the internet.
Yeah, when you just had like a magazine.
Yeah.
So your options weren't limitless. You would go through the 10 pages of Playboy that had pictures.
Sears catalog.
Well, yeah. Take this thing off.
Yeah, no, but you remember a time before and a time after.
Yeah.
And I doubt you could go back to the time before.
I pray for the land before time.
Do you?
Yes. Back when you just didn't have a limitless resource, and I just had a snare drum case because I played drum in the band. I just had a snare drum case filled with porn magazines.
Really?
Yeah, I would put them like in the little folder that contained
my
music. I would steal them from Crown Books.
Oh, I loved Crown Books.
I would sit in front of the little porn section for hours. I viewed it as an attrition game. I was like, they know why I'm here. They know why I'm standing in front of the pornography. They cannot watch me for 3 hours. And I would go there 2:30 after school, and I would usually steal around 5:30. I would just sit there reading Electronic Gaming Monthly and GamePro for hours and hours. And eventually, whoever was assigned to watch me would have to get up and take a piss or whatever, and I would just take my chances. And then I'd put like
Did you ever get caught?
Never. I'm very smart when it comes to stealing crap and anything that won't get me ahead in life.
Right.
Never got busted for that.
Right. Of course you didn't.
I would put a magazine on front in the front of the porn that I wanted to steal, and I would just leave it there for an hour. And then I would grab the identical magazine and start reading it. And then eventually they would just be like, that's the kid reading the GamePro that has like Blanca and Chun-Li on the front.
Mm-hmm.
And then an hour later, I would really quickly be like, rip, and steal the GamePro with that crap with a Playboy behind it. And then I would just sit there with a Playboy underneath the GamePro I was reading. And they would be like, oh, he's still reading that Blanca and Chun-Li GamePro. And then eventually I would walk with that GamePro to the back of the store where the comics were. And in front of the Family Circus in Garfield, I would pull the Playboy out of the bag and then I would shove it down my shirt. And then I'd sit there and read for another half hour. And they'd get bored as hell. I think at a certain point, they must have been like, kid, you really need to beat off. Have fun.
Go. Just do it. Get out of here.
You have done your due diligence, sir. Yeah. And I would strut out. And as soon as you get out, you're like, you're like a Jew escaping Buchenwald. And you're like, whoa!
Run!
Yeah, you are over the wall. You are out of there.
Oh, wow. I've never shoplifted anything, ever.
I think I did it like 6 or 7 years ago, like just as an FU at a Radio Shack.
Just to see if you could do it or like get away with it or?
I had an adapter piece I needed for an AC plug for some speakers. It was probably like 12 years ago at this point. And I tried, I'm not exaggerating, for 20 minutes in vain to get the attention of anyone. And I was just being straight up ignored. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, AHs. And I just put it in my palm and walked out the door, called it a day.
Wow.
I'm a little proud of that. I don't know. That one wasn't even finesse. Had I been caught, I would have been like, I tried for 20 minutes to pay for this. This is on you. That would have held up in a court of law.
Yeah, I was like, you still would have gotten arrested. Jeez.
I tried to get the attention of a car salesman for a half hour, and that's why I drove this off the lot.
All right, so what are some of your other goals for when you're at home this week besides
eat healthily.
Okay.
Throw out all the crap that my mom keeps
in
the house.
Is that why you brought me the gnocchi today?
No, no. I actually bought you the gnocchi. Mm-mm. However, that's pronounced.
Gnocchi.
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 No, it's just gnocchi.
Gnocchi. Oh, it's just the sound we don't make in the English language?
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
Stop saying it like it's Chinese. It's Italian.
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi. You have to say it like that. It's Mario.
Yeah, please, I hate it. My guinea friend, Tony, is like, it's gnocchi. I'm like, shut up. Like, we always say things like that.
It's gnocchi.
We don't say it's a Nia giraffe. It's a word. We don't make that sound in this country.
No, it's just nyo. Like nyo. Meow, but with, it's like meow, but yeah, with an
it's
an.
It's not Nyozef, it's Joseph. So stop acting like, we just don't. G into N, we don't have that.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and maybe agnostic. You don't call it gnocchi. If
no,
we did, we would...
It's just gnocchi. Why is that annoying? It's easy. It's just gnocchi.
Gnocchi. I did it perfectly.
There you go. Perfect.
Gnocchi.
Perfect.
Gnocchi. Gnocchi.
Okay, calm down. So eat healthily.
Oh, I have...
Thank you. By the way...
Here's my phone. It's a gnocchia.
By the way...
Uh-huh.
Thanks for the gnocchi, dear.
Oh, yeah. Anytime. I love bringing you... Oh, God, who the hell called me again?
No.
What? I can't take more calls?
Come on, man.
Sorry. I guess we could be nearing the home stretch. No, we have a whole other segment for you.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to throw away all the garbage food in my house.
Okay.
When I was on my own earlier, I ate a ton of great stuff. I'm not going to act like I didn't fry every vegetable that entered my body, but so help me God, I was eating vegetables 3 times a day.
Yeah.
I was crapping like an herbivore.
Nice.
Just big pies all over the place. No. I'm not a cow in a pasture.
Yeah,
toilet.
I was like, oh God.
I was so proud of myself, though. I was just like running to the bathroom every 2 hours.
Like, would you just stare at them with like a big smile at your
yeah,
your face?
I'm never going to have a child, so that's as close as I'm going to come.
You might. You
in terms
know.
Of feeling, I mean, if someone... pokes holes in the rubbers.
Yeah, rubbers. Like you use those.
On occasion.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm sober. Yeah, that would be my ideal goal, though. Eating vegetables like 3 meals a day again.
Okay.
Breakfast smoothies.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I've realized...
your black cherry smoothie.
The black cherry with bananas... and cocoa powder.
Yummy.
So that it comes out like a dark chocolate.
Mm.
And I've realized what's going to happen is I'm going to eat a lot of shark fruit snacks, which my mom stocks the pantry with because
shark,
apparently...
Those things from like...
Giant, yes.
The elementary school shark?
She keeps 8 to 10 boxes, I'm not exaggerating, in the pantry at any one time.
I can't remember the last time I had those.
And I will throw away 4 or 5 because I'm like, Mom, how many do we really need? And she'll simply say, you never know what's going to happen, John. We might need those.
That's kind of dark. Mm-hmm. You never know what's going to happen, John.
Yeah, because those won't be... they hold enough nutrition in them so that when all the water is irradiated and people have fused together into colossal terrors, banging at the doors and we've boarded everything's up, we're going to live on the shark fruit snacks.
They'll probably never like melt or, you know, they'll probably survive some sort of apocalypse.
Nothing will happen to them.
Like a Twinkie.
Yeah. But you'd die. You would die after a week of eating those things. And you'd also never pass anything. They gum me up real good like.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever it is that keeps their form together takes hold in your bowels like spackle.
You might as well just stick them up your butt.
And then I was going for a purely comedic goal with the last one. I was going to say I was going to exercise all 5 days this week.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
And then the that would be the stretch goal, the realistic goal. I was going to say whack it until my arm is sore.
Yeah, but that's not really a goal. That's just kind of something that happens.
That's a given.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll switch it up. I'll do old righty, the mouse hand. I'll click with my lefty.
Then do the stranger. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, stranger in a strange land.
Yeah.
That's me going in another room and using my right hand.
Wow.
The Heinlein stranger in a strange land.
Are you going to walk around naked the whole time?
God, I'm trying to think what real differences that will happen. I'll be able to keep it at a normal temperature instead of my mom's no circulation temperature. So the house will be kept at like 68 instead of 76.
Mm-hmm.
When I do my thing, the door will be open. So the cats won't be clawing. They'll just be there watching, confused.
Licking.
I'll put little bandanas around their eyes.
With their sandpaper tongue.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't need that. And yeah, just temperature. I'll try. I'll try to eat better.
I think you can do it.
I'll throw a lot of crap out of the freezer in the fridge, and she'll come back and she'll be like, "You son of a bitch, we needed those 16 Chick-fil-A sauces. What are we gonna dip the shark fruit snacks in if it all comes down?" All right. We're going to take a break here so that I can take another business call.
Okay.
We're coming back with another segment. Look at us doing commercials. Except we're not relaxing at all. You're just taking a piss and I'm doing business calls. It's somehow even worse than keeping the show going.
I know.
We're coming back with the Everyone is Horrible segment. And that's where we bring to light just various ways that the world has gone to hell this week,
mm-hmm.
including beautiful blonde sportscaster Britt McHenry.
Her.
Losing her S on a parking attendant.
Hilarious.
Who works for the company that towed Miss McHenry's car.
Those jerks.
A lady shooting a cat through an arrow. Not just any lady, a vet. And then bragging about it on her Facebook page.
I didn't hear about this. Awful.
Yeah, it's the same way that a doctor can kill a baby. A pediatrician kills a baby and brags about it on his Facebook.
Yeah.
That's how dumb this stupid bitch was.
Jesus.
And a ship full of immigrants capsizing in the Mediterranean. See, it's not all bad news. Okay. We'll be... I kid.
Bye.
We'll be back in a moment.
And we're back.
Aw, look at you. Twice in a row. No momentum lost.
Nope,
again.
None.
Just a damn juggernaut down a hillside. That is the Papa's Basement Show.
It really is.
All right. So, Eve, this is where you get to shine like the star you are, kid. For those that...
People are horrible.
Yeah, for people. The people are horrible. The everyone is horrible segment of the show.
Is horrible.
Because I feel like we built everything up.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't help but listen to that first hour of the show and not think everything should be viewed through rose-tinted glasses.
Yep.
I mean, it's just everything was happy.
Everything was great.
But no, everyone is horrible. And
completely. Completely and utterly horrible.
This is a story I think it's getting a lot of play in the sports community,
mm-hmm.
because Britt McHenry is a newscaster, a sportscaster. And if you don't do the ESPN thing, I'm not sure. Eva, you're not a big ESPN person.
No, I SportsCenter and I like Around the Horn.
But only because you like Reality.
He's cute.
That skinny guinea.
No, but I watch during... football season, and I watch, you know, towards the end of baseball season. That's okay. When I'm like interested in SportsCenter, but I'm not going to pretend to be one of those girls that knows everything about sports. So guys think I'm crazy and sexy and I'm funny and I'm kind of a tomboy, but I'm cute and have boobs. Like, I love sports, but
how
I'm
much
not.
Do you hate that girl?
Yeah, I hate that girl.
I hate that girl.
Yeah.
And she's trying to appeal to me in some way, and I don't like her.
Yeah, she's trying to appeal to you. But, I mean, I do enjoy football a lot. I love my Redskins.
That is what you should care about as a DC sports fan. And I realize everyone younger than us doesn't.
Right.
Because they're not from an era that you should give a damn about the Skins.
Exactly.
Unless you don't care about football much. Like, to you, the Caps are the winners.
Yeah.
God help me, the Gilbert Arenas era Wizards.
Right.
They call it the Wizards. If you're old, if you're young enough where you're a DC sports fan and you really don't think of them as the Bullets.
The Bullets, that's right.
There's a generational divide, my friend.
Yeah. I like my Redskins and I love my Yankees after living in New York for so long. So, I mean, that's pretty much it.
I just love them because I was a kid and I was like, Don Mattingly is my God.
Yeah. Don.
Donny Baseball.
Yeah. But I didn't really know... this girl too much.
This Britt McHenry.
Yes, beautiful. Like
Britt McHenry is statuesque, and as I'll say a million times,
freaking gorgeous.
And then you'll lambast me because you'll point out both my girlfriend and you are quite blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Not the biggest blonde fan.
You're not.
But Britt McHenry, as far as blondes or really anyone goes, is downright stunning.
She looks like Barbie. I mean, she
really does. Barbie really come to life.
Does look. She's tall. She's got legs for days. She's got gorgeous blonde hair, beautiful smile. She's a 10 in my mind. You said a 9.5 earlier.
I don't
but
like tossing out 10 you don't short like, of like, I met Angelina Jolie 20 years ago when she filmed like when Gia.
When she sold lady parts.
Exactly, yeah. When she could still reproduce and nurture.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, you know, sustain a baby that came out of her womb.
Right, when she didn't look like John Voight.
Now she just looks like Voight in Deliverance. Yeah. Sexy Voight. Ooh, a handsome Voight.
Very handsome Voight in
but
Deliverance.
But still Voight.
But still Voight.
Yeah.
Still Voight. But Britt McHenry, she is, whew, she's a good looking chick.
Yeah. Britt was caught on tape.
Yes.
She got her car towed in Arlington, Virginia. And that's where we're recording about, I would say conservatively, 7 miles from where she got her car towed. Right
oh, are
now.
We really?
Yeah.
We're that close.
If people want to know where we are based, it is knock, knock, knocking on Arlington, Virginia's door,
mm-hmm.
right outside your nation's capital.
And she just was so rude to this lady. And she tried to pull out the don't you know who I am card.
She, again, look, I don't want to take the side of a towing company. They are predatory
parasites. Oh, me neither.
Parasites.
Oh, my God. Awful.
But after a while, someone could scream horrible enough stuff at a like Hitler's secretary, and you'd start to feel bad for the secretary after a while. You'd be like, you're a horrible person who helps grease the skids for the most sinister operation this world has ever seen, but you don't deserve to be treated that way.
Yeah, but you're an old little Fraulein.
Exactly. Yeah. What? You're not putting them in the oven.
Yeah. You're like making cookies for the office. Yeah,
exactly. You're just trying to brighten things up for Goebbels. And, you know, you know that Hitler likes his coffee very, you know, definitely not black.
Yeah. With a lot of cream, that
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
Yeah. But she is just so... And, like, it's... Okay, when you first told me about this, at first, I thought it was hilarious.
I first told you about it, too, because I've actually met Britt McHenry
That's
in
right.
person.
That's
this
right.
This is where I get to brag, because my year and a half or whatever I spent down at 106.7 The Fan in D.C. Britt is D.C.-based. Mm-hmm. Like I said...
But from Florida, right?
She's from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Based in D.C., one of the sweetest, I'll call him little Granty Bear, probably the sweetest guy and most talented guy I mm-hmm. met while I was doing my bin radio was Grant Paulson.
Okay.
Who is now a midday host on 106.7 The Fan. Good to see the cream rise to the top and the Papa Georgia shake out in the mix. The riffraff.
Riff.
Land where it needs to.
Yeah.
Outside the station's doors, far away from its mics, whatever. Grant, really, really sweet guy, and bizarrely enough, very close friends with Britt McHenry.
Huh.
And I didn't give a damn about her one way or the other. Every other guy at the station was just like, I want to marry her and kiss her and make her my wife.
Aww.
I'm just like, who gives a crap? It's abroad on TV, you know?
Yeah.
And Grant just one time was like, just swinging his D. He was like, you want me to get Britt in on one of our, one of the episodes of the show? I think we were recording Overtime. It was the nighttime show.
Mm-hmm.
And every other guy's like, yes, yes. And I'm like, what do I care? Is she going to come in and get on her knees and service us all? It's like, crap. She comes in because they are dear, dear friends.
Yeah.
And like she checked in on the, as you said earlier, the plebs. She checked in on the plebs in the back
room. The plebeians.
Yeah. At the end of the show and walked in. And I mean, in heels, because she was done up to the nines for radio.
Right. Of
course. She's just one of those girls.
Right.
Like, oh, I'm going to the 7-Eleven for, you know, Fritos and a vitamin water. Time to do makeup for 45 minutes.
Time to do my Florida whore makeup.
I'm not going to say that. You said that.
Yep.
And I mean, she walked in and just gave a wave hello to the little people after the show was done. And even I was like, wow, that is a pretty woman.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a giantess, by the way. Like in heels, she had to be like 6'1". She was gigantic. But you look at that and you're like, oh, that is the kind of woman I will never have. Barring a hell of a scratcher.
There she is.
Yeah, there's the unattainable. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Moby Dick.
Yeah, the white whale.
Yeah. Bye-bye, sincerely Ahab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, so I've seen it up close, and it is not smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, it is real.
So getting back to Miss McHenry, she is in the news for all the wrong reasons, because ESPN suspended her for a week when a video surfaced showing her just eviscerating this parking attendant. And you can counter me if I'm wrong, because you were once that pretty blonde girl, Eva.
Oh, right.
The high school blonde bitch.
Right. No, I wasn't.
I thought you were.
Me and you were friends.
I thought, yeah, because I was older, so you didn't know any better. Had we been in the same grade level, you would have deuced all over me.
No, I wouldn't have. I was a theater nerd.
Oh, okay, so you weren't the pretty blonde bitch.
I was like the pretty blonde theater girl.
Okay, well, Britt McHenry is then what my boss, who I had at the clearinghouse, was.
Right.
The angry blonde bitch.
Right.
All grown up, the clearinghouse
entitled,
boss.
Just,
she has been the pretty tall blonde girl in her class since she was in kindergarten.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, there's a story about Sophia Loren's sixth grade teacher, like, had her mom come in for a parent-teacher conference and was like, can I marry your daughter?
Oh, ew.
Like, he proposed when Sophia Loren was 12, I guess because she's Italian, she developed early, her knockers came in even then.
They're just, like, out to here. Yeah. Oh,
Don't. I got to stand up eventually.
Yeah.
There's kids in the halls.
Yeah.
They don't need their innocence to die. Yeah, she has been the pretty one since day one. The insults she heaped on this woman, I don't know about you, to me, they just struck me as stuff that is coming, has come out of this girl's mouth since she was 13.
Yeah, for years.
The video, in the middle of this tirade, the parking lot attendant, who's just having her bung handed to her.
And taking it very well, by the way.
Well, I believe what a couple people have pointed out is that it was edited to not really show her replies.
Okay.
But I don't think if that were uncut, you'd see a lot of, like, goading her on.
No.
I don't think it was like, come on, you blonde bitch, lay it on me. I don't think that was snipped out.
I don't think so.
So the stuff coming out of her mouth is just... It's Regina George, Mean Girls. Like, she would have come in if she were, what was her name? Katie? Catty? What was her?
Catty.
She's Catty.
Catty Herring.
Yeah, if she were Catty, she would have come in and, like, the movie would have been done in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
It would have been Regina George just kissing her, like, at the end of Godfather, just kissing the ring and the door closes. And Mean Girls would have been a comedy short.
Because
they all would have
long.
Recognized the queen of the Mean Girls.
Yeah, she was really mean. And then the lady points out that she's on camera, and the face that she makes up to the camera is like a dog that you catch mid poop, like on your new carpet, like it just like she. But then she just keeps going.
Oh yeah, she's like, I broke it, I bought it.
Yeah.
Let's keep buying.
Let's keep going. And then how long did they suspend her for?
She's out at ESPN for a week. And what's really great is they're definitely, I think a lot of people in her position, she was hired about a year ago away from us. She was, I'll give a little bit more background because what the hell, it's digression, it's radio, we're buying time.
Right.
This whole really, really hot blonde sportscaster thing started with Lindsay Zarniak, who people also know on a national level. Because she's also working for ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
But she is from the D.C. area, too. She was the NBC affiliate's cute little blonde girl who knew sports very well.
Right.
And then I forget if Britt is with the CBS affiliate or the ABC affiliate. But it was like a puzzy arms race where it's just like, you got a cute blonde. We're going to get the really hot blonde.
Yeah.
And so for like the DC's, you know, nighttime sports girl for a while was like just a knockout. And then not Britt, Lindsay Zarniak gets hired away by ESPN. And then Britt gets poached by ESPN like a year later. Right. Now they got little Diana Russini, this little New Jersey Italian number who's like, she's trying to work it.
All boob.
I don't know. She's just. Nah, she's not like big busty like Mama Lucia can, like you'd expect. Like she's cute as hell, but I like Mediterranean chicks. I'm Greek. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
Like to me, that's the old country. I'd have a kid that kind of looks like me with that one. Not a half Viking. some Dago Viking number.
Can I just say some of the things that she said to this woman?
Yeah, I want you to say these things because you are also tall and blonde and can pull these lines off. So rather than play the tape of Britt McHenry, and I feel like playing audio on the show is a little lifeless, just like we did earlier with Mr. Orson Welles, but you saying it out loud, maybe comedy lies therein.
Maybe.
So without further ado, Eva is going to perform some of the lines that Britt McHenry delivered in just a very angry way. And again, you're catching this woman at her worst. Her car did get, in essence, jacked by this towing company. Mm-hmm. They're apparently predatory beyond belief, like towing legally parked cars. It's bad. But at the same time, especially given where she is in life, don't you just say, okay, here's my $200. Get me the hell out of here.
Yeah.
And that's it. And had she said something along those lines, that's a non-story.
Yeah.
Instead, she says what Eva is about to give me.
I'm in the news, sweetheart. I will effing sue you.
Real F, by the way.
Yeah.
I will effing sue you.
Here's another one. I'm on television and you're in an effing trailer, honey.
A trailer.
Yeah, a trailer.
She's not in a trailer, by the way. This lady's like in an underground cage, I guess.
You poor thing.
Like a troll taking tolls. Yeah.
But the troll toll.
Yeah, for the boys' hole.
Yeah. And then this is kind of like to herself and her friends. I think she had some friends
she
in the background.
She had, because she's the mean girl, because she's Regina George.
She had some minions.
She had Gretchen.
Yeah.
And she had the one that touches her boobs to tell the weather at the end of the movie in the car with her. And she turns to the minion and says what?
She's like, I would never work in a scumbag place like this. Makes my skin crawl just being here. And then the woman is like, well, we'll try and get you out of here as soon as we can. She goes, yep, that's all you care about is taking people's money. Yeah, of course, that's all she cares about. She works for a towing company, but you don't need to say that to your friends.
It's the cornerstone of everything in a capitalist society, by the way. Would you say that at the end of a meal? Would you turn to the waiter and say,
guess you just want my money and my tip, huh?
Yeah, the meal wasn't free. All right, asshole.
Yeah, and then she goes, well, I guess that's why I have a degree and you don't, honey. With no education, no skill set. I just wanted to clarify that. You have none of those.
And that is a recurring theme to this. And I'm not saying Britt isn't talented. I've really watched like next to nothing of what she's done. But I feel she's as talented as thousands of other people
doing her
in
job.
Thousands of other markets.
Right.
She is just the one that is in the body of a penthouse pet.
Right.
And again, not saying she hasn't worked hard. Just don't act like your body wasn't the tiebreaker.
Right. Don't act like Don't act like that was the tiebreaker. Like,
it's the affirmative. It's the P word affirmative action.
And then she finishes off with, well, maybe if I was missing some teeth, they would hire me here, huh? Lose some weight, baby girl. And then just walks
away. I love
the
baby girl. Yeah. This is such Florida bitch cattiness. Yeah.
Lose some weight, baby girl.
Lose some weight and get your teeth back, you trailer park trash. Ugh. I left you so far behind. I'm a DC girl now.
Yeah.
And again, look, she was caught. I have friends, a lot of friends on Facebook because I met a lot of friends at that station. There are friends apologizing for her vociferously.
Really?
There's your word of the day.
Vociferously.
And I'm not saying there aren't two sides to the story, but I think what's most telling to me is her apology, and I'm putting that in air quotes, even though I didn't deliver them behind the mic, in no place did she say, I'm sorry I crapped all over the lady in the cage. It was just, I was caught at a frustrating moment, and I apologize for losing my temper. Nothing to the person that was harmed.
Jesus.
Not harmed. They're words, for Christ's sake. But
words can hurt.
Words hurt.
Words hurt.
But nothing whatsoever directed at the lady who bore the brunt of that.
Well, why would she have to apologize to someone like her? I mean, she's Britt McHenry.
I mean, it just shows me that, like, even removed from the incident when her endorphins aren't pumping. Because don't get me wrong, I'm a filthy Greek. And Eva, you've seen me in action.
Yeah.
Total anger addict.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I see red and I lose pretty much all of my senses. Like, there's a shred of, like, I can't kill a person because when I calm down, I'll still go to jail for this in me. But that's it. Otherwise, I go off the handle. But, like, I calm down and, like, 10 minutes later, I can be like, boy, what an asshole I was
being. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I didn't see a lick of that.
No.
From this girl. And again, I don't care how crappy the incident is. And you can MF this chick that worked at the towing company all you want to your friends. I didn't see much remorse. And again, I'm not judge, jury, and executioner.
Right.
You know what I watch on ESPN? Monday Night Football. I am not one of those nerds that does like 18 hours of highlights throughout the day.
Yeah.
I watch it for football.
Right.
But, yeah, she do come off da bitch.
She do. She do.
She do indeed.
Indeedly do.
Oh, man. Do we get into why else the world is going to hell?
Yeah, man.
All right. This is the one that got me.
I know.
This, as a cat-loving queen, I can't even look at the uncensored photo of this. The story came out Saturday. A vet. This is a vet.
Veterinarian.
Yes, as in not from the Nom.
Yeah,
that would be
Nom.
Kind of excusable if she like pulled a Rambo and shot a cat with a bow. Then I'd be like, well, POW/MIA, you know, they're trying to adjust. We spat on them when we came back. Okay. No, this is a vet as in veterinarian. Vet, post pick of cat shot with arrow, triggers social media firestorm.
Where was this?
This was in, where else, Eva?
Florida?
Texas. One of you, exactly. You played the odds.
Yeah.
You guessed B or C on your SAT question.
I got wrong, but.
You got it wrong, but you were, you know, close. Dr. Kristen Lindsay allegedly shot an arrow into the back of an orange tabby's head and posted a proud photo on her Facebook page, smiling as she dangled the dead body. Hey, what's up, Bengali? No worries, man. She dangled the cat's corpse by the arrow.
Trying to find it. Gross.
Lindsay added a comment to the post. My first bow kill, LOL. The only good feral tomcat is one with an arrow through its head. Vet of the Year Award, ..
Gladly accepted. She's a vet? She looks about 15.
Is she cute or something, or...
I mean,
let me take a look. She's cute. She looks 15. Is she sexy? Oh, son of a. Why?
She's cute.
Yeah, but you showed me the uncensored picture of a dead cat.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were looking at it.
No, I'd never actually seen the photo. She is cute as ass.
Yeah.
So, in addition to what I want to do to her, toss a rape on top of it.
Oh, you were looking at this one?
No, just like not a picture of it, period. I hadn't seen it. Okay, show me the censored one so I can get a chubberoo.
No.
I'm trying to make lemonade out of lemons.
I don't want you to get a chubberoo with me in the room.
I gave it a cute name. It's not gross.
It's cute then?
Oh, she is good looking. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, she's cute.
So this should have been retitled the Terrible Pretty Bitch segment.
Yeah.
She's a very attractive woman. I thought this was a big, fat, 50-year-old pig just talking like a valley girl.
Nope.
This woman still needs to die, but not before her nudes are posted on some sort of social media.
Well, maybe the cat was sick.
No. She thinks she's controlling the population.
She said it was a feral cat.
That's what I don't grasp. In the sticks, people just think they can shoot wild cats. My friend has a family home that's 3 hours south of us. Down in Lynchburg, which is like run by Jerry Falwell. He has a college there and crap. He swears to God he has a neighbor that used to just like pick off. They would bring home some cats, like juggle them between the homes. The neighbor would just like shoot the cats. He's like, if I see a cat on my property, I'm killing it. Mm-hmm. How is that acceptable behavior? Is there anywhere in this country where it's like if your dog wanders onto my lawn
that's different.
To drop a deuce? How's it different? The dog actually craps. The dog actually does something bad.
Because it's a dog.
Yeah. So it's more deserving of death.
No.
It's a stupid dog.
It's less deserving of death because it's a dog.
No. This is where you and I differ.
We differ in a lot of ways.
Yeah, just genitals and our belief in which pet is superior. This dumb sexy bitch vet.
God, she's cute.
She is so good looking. God, I hate pretty. I feel sexually diminished because I can't have them, and now they're killing my favorite animal. So the place where she works, the Washington County Animal Clinic, they are inundated with people like, does this stupid bitch work for you? And very quickly, they are like, not anymore. and a piece of tape went over her little name on the, you know, kind of outside marquee, I guess, where they list their doctor names or whatever.
Good.
She was fired. But before that, a bunch of people lambasting her on the post, just like, you are a filthy bitch. Why are you bragging? Like, Eva, I'm sorry. Maybe we won't comprehend this because we weren't raised in Bum F-ville.
Right.
Even a wild cat, wouldn't you just, like, drug it and then get it neutered? If you're a goddamn vet, I don't know, this is going to turn into, like, a whole Texas should be flushed down the toilet except for ZZ Top and Pantera rant pretty soon. And Anna Nicole Smith. But if you're a vet, wouldn't you, like, try to, I don't know, blow dart the thing and then neuter it and be like, I'm Bob Barkering this bitch. I'm controlling the pet population.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, what's different between a feral cat? This is what I don't get. And a domestic. The cats I have were just found under a rock. They're like feral kids and they're raised in a house and they're fine.
I don't think there is a difference. I think what she did is horrible. I mean, that's awful. I'm glad she got fired.
Yeah. And she writes, get what this dumb bitch then says. No, I did not lose my job. LOL. Psh. Like someone would get rid of me. I'm awesome. God, I hate pretty women. Everything is handed to these bitches. Ugh. Like someone would get rid of me. Have you seen my perky tees? Have you seen this smile and my 96 teeth? Have you seen my cherry apple ass? I almost dropped a hard F on that one.
Yeah.
The entitlement dripping off this bitch because she has half a brain. Good for you. You're a vet. I'm not trying to take away from the vets out there. But you know what? I am. I don't think I've ever had a vet that actually saved a pet of mine.
It was a neighborhood family pet.
It wasn't even a feral.
Named Tiger.
Yeah. Mm. Just Tiger. Took an arrow through the skull because this dumb bitch thought it was a feral. No, it belonged to an old couple.
Aww.
She just like arrowed some person's pet because she's like, it's in my yard. It's a feral. Oh, this bitch. This pretty bitch. I like seeing them topple, Eva. You know what?
LOL.
Don't blow me. This is what you get, honey. Learn to stoop a little when it comes to your choice in partners. This is the Sexually Frustrated Papa Giorgio Hour.
Well, that's one of your goals for this week.
Oh, having sex?
Yeah.
No, it's not going to happen.
You don't know that. The only good feral tomcat is one with an arrow through its head.
LOL. I mean, I love the LOL because it's witty. Don't you get it? The only good one that has an arrow through its head. I mean, the joke writes itself.
I can't stop looking at the photo.
I don't want to. No! No! Put it down.
Sorry.
What the hell's wrong with you? I don't like looking at that.
Okay.
I'd rather look at a Native American holding a blanket than a cat with an arrow through its head.
Jesus.
What? I like cats more than people. Is that so wrong?
No, I guess not. I like dogs more than people.
Yeah, a cat won't sass up. All it does is crap in a box and ask for dry food, and in return, it does cute cat things. Same with a pet, you know, a dog. I like dogs more than people, too. I hate people.
Can we go to Dreamy Puppy one day?
What is Dreamy Puppy?
It is a puppy store that's in Chantilly. Probably awful,
It sounds like a Korean deli.
No, it's not. I'm sure it's like a puppy mill, which is awful, but you can play with all the puppies everywhere, and they're all like this big. You can pick up any puppy you want.
I hate that, because then you just want them all.
Come on, man.
I mean, I guess I can drop you off a Dreamy Puppy.
Why can't you come in with me?
Because even though I'm a cat person and not a dog person, I will be brokenhearted seeing all these little puppy mill pups.
But it'll be good that they get some human interaction and we get to play with them.
What, before they're put into the grinder?
Stop it.
Because they weren't cute enough to sell?
I'm sorry about the cat.
Tiger?
I'm sorry about Tiger.
He had a name, goddammit.
That's awful.
We're going to acknowledge it on this show.
Yeah, and she was cute. You thought it was going to be some fat...
Oh, like, I just pictured a 50-year-old sausage-fingered, I eat so much barbecue, I have a BM every other week, Texas bitch with big blonde hair.
No, she was a cute little...
Oh, just one of those pretty conservative girls where it's like, I hate that you are everything I hate, and I would still murder my family to go down on you.
Oh, my God.
What?
Like, I would murder my brother.
Yeah.
I would put an arrow through his skull.
Yeah, exactly. I'd tiger my brother.
Yeah, you would tiger your brother. No, that's awful. I'm glad she got fired. She doesn't deserve to work with animals if she's going to do that.
I hope she never works again. And she realizes maybe someone in the business of nursing cats to health shouldn't be shooting them.
Yeah. I was heartbroken this week. My Tim's parents, Janet and Tom, they have a farm and they have about 5 dogs. They have more cats than they know that they have. They have horses, chickens. 2 of their dogs got out and 1 got run over. And 1 is still like at large right now. And they're like searching for it all through, like, they live in the middle of nowhere, Connecticut. But I'm so bummed for them. They had these dogs, they're Newfoundlands, you know, the big furry guys.
I'm trying to sympathize. Continue.
Why?
Okay, I can. Even if it's dogs, I get it. Family pet, sure, go.
It's a family pet. And yeah. It's not, I mean, their cats are just all over the property. That could happen to one of their cats because they're not indoor cats.
Now you're choking me up. But strong men also cry.
But the dog got run over.
Yeah, well.
Trina.
Yeah, all dogs go to heaven. Saw a cartoon about it. Cartoons can't lie.
You're awful. Can you stop pretending you hate dogs? I know you had fun with Kaylee.
Kaylee.
I know they smell and you have to pick up their poop and it's not ideal, but they are nice and she loved you. I know she did.
Kaylee's all right.
To the point where it probably was annoying because she needed all of your attention at all times.
Well, I'd come back and I'd feel, yeah, like a POW.
Right? Just like...
liberating the Hanoi Hotel.
Yeah. It's a good feeling.
I guess. And a POW wouldn't have liberated a POW camp.
Yeah.
I'm so stupid.
You're so...
This isn't the Great Escape.
Dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, look at you.
Dun, 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 dun.
That wraps up our segment.
Yes.
Now titled, Pretty Women Do Awful Things and I Hate Them Because They Won't Touch My Wiener. That rolls off the tongue.
It really does.
All right, I think that's it for this show, but buy me a couple seconds as I look for our outro music, which I'm not able to access because the something about folder permissions. Talk, Eva, damn you.
Oh, sorry, I didn't tell you.
Sing, bitch, sing. All right, hold on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. The world is...
I lost 2 pounds!
Wait, oh god, I hate you, CNN. There we go.
This has been Papa's Big.
God forbid any news site not have video now. We get it. You can produce video along with your website. We don't have to read. We can click on the article, and as long as we're smart enough to read what's in the article title, then we can just go to watching TV.
Yay!
Oh, I hate journalism. Oh, it's just gone down the turletto. No. And there's your intellectual counterpoint.
That was me, guys.
Coming, Eudora. You did no love for that.
I don't know it.
Oh god, it's crusty.
Oh, crusty. Coming, Eudora.
Oh god. I thought you tracked with me on that show. Look at me outplaying you on the deep cuts.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Stop pretty girl bitching me.
I'm not pretty. You tell me all the time.
Well, I'm trying to build you up. We both know you're not pretty, Eva. Play along. You're an actress, aren't you?
Fat, what did you call me? Crying. A fat Irish cherub. With rosacea face or something.
Oh, God.
It's my friend John, everyone.
I almost choked myself out because my throat is so filled with chub. The blood flowing to my face pinched against my lard. My neck lard. My Wilson Fisk neck lard.
Fat Irish cherub with rosacea face.
Oh, God. I didn't get to do my whole Star Wars or Daredevil segment for another day. Except it won't be because I'll delete this outline and forget.
Excelsior!
Yeah. All right, folks. This was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. She's Eva Crickshin.
Hello.
At Papa's Basement on Twitter. In papasbasement.com, the show's website. Go there for every episode we've done, as well as my writing. All of our social media links, subscription links, are there as well. If you do iTunes, I guess it's not so much iTunes as the podcast app. God damn, Apple. Just here's a million apps for everything. I have a watch app on my phone now.
Stupid.
You know, I can make my emojis black now.
That's so stupid.
And the default color for the emojis now?
Why?
Gold.
Gold.
Just gold, like they have jaundice. I hate it. Like their livers have betrayed them.
I've had jaundice.
So you look like one of the Simpsons?
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Princess Liver. All right. Yeah, use the podcast app to subscribe to the show. Your liver looks like the surface of Mars.
It can rebuild itself.
Dry, cracked. And if you do the droid thing, use Stitcher, subscribe there. Yeah, subscribe there.
Subscribe there.
And that's why I'm behind the mic and you're not, folks. Last but not least, I'm going to give away my cell phone numbers. if you want to give us money via PayPal, because why the hell not? InPapa'sBasement@gmail.com. Till the next one.
Get a pen. Here's my social.
We're out of here.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.